The Lord ever stinged Adam, drink out of the dust and clay. And in his nostrils breathed life, for so the scriptures say. And let him eat his paradise, a place set him to dwell, that he within it should remain to dress and keep it well. Let all the people now begin a worthy life to live, and to rejoice and merrily be.
Welcome to Stirring the Cauldron. Now, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
Merry meet, Merry Christmas, and welcome to Stirring the Cauldron here on the Para-X Radio Network. Tonight's going to be a musical night. I started out with a song called Christmas Eve, in case you haven't noticed, and how much more appropriate than that can you get? It's going to be a night of holiday cheer for your ear while you're waiting to leave for Christmas Mass, Midnight Mass, waiting to hear reindeer on your rooftops, finishing up the last-minute wrapping of presents, or perhaps just getting yourself a bit of liquid holiday cheer. Some of the songs will be familiar to you, others maybe not so much. I've grabbed a whole bunch of music from way in the past, back to medieval times, and some in the present from here in the States, and others from countries like France, Ireland, and Great Britain. In some cases, I've compared old to new, as with the song Patapan, a French Christmas carol in the Burgundian dialect, later adapted into English. It made its debut in 1720. Now, first you're going to hear the old version with the old instruments, just how it would have sounded back then, and then you're going to hear Dave the Bard's more modern version. Another old traditional French Christmas carol that you'll be hearing tonight is Noël Novelé. Now, I've also included green sleeves in the mix, but since the song dates back to 1520, I thought, as with Patapan, it might be interesting to play the Renaissance version. It might be a nice change from the way we're used to hearing it. Now, there is a persistent belief that green sleeves was composed by King Henry VIII for his lover and future queen consort Anne Boleyn. Boleyn allegedly rejected King Henry's attempts to seduce her, and this rejection may be referred to in the song when the writers love, "Cast me off discourteously." Now, in an argument to that, the piece, they say, is actually based on an Italian style of composition that didn't even reach England until after Henry's death, making it more likely Elizabethan in origin. You'll also be hearing a couple of old favorites, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and Angels We Have Heard on High, with a slightly darker side than usual thanks to Midnight Syndicate and their Christmas album A Ghostly Christmas. Now, Gaudete is a sacred Christmas carol which is thought to have been composed in the 16th century, and it's one of my favorites. It's usually sung a cappella, and I think it's hauntingly beautiful. And then there's The Holly and the Ivy. It's a traditional British folk Christmas carol that dates back to the 1800s. The significance of mistletoe, holly, and ivy are some of the season's most visible symbols, and they're considered to be of Druid origin. December 25th was once known as Brumalia, the ancient Greek solstice festival, and gift exchange began with the Romans, who celebrated the Feast of Saturnalia in mid-December. The holly and the ivy, like Yule logs and mistletoe, all symbolize something sacred and make the Yuletide season more meaningful if you only look back. Now, as I said, in some cases we're going way, way back on some of tonight's music. There's a little bit of this and a little bit of that coming up in the next hour, so please enjoy my form of holiday cheer, and I'll be back towards the end with a final Christmas Yuletide thought. Follow the old willow tree. Was there, we honor thee.
Christus est natus, ex Maria virginae, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria virginae, gaudete.
Depois eris patiae, hoc quod optabamus, camine latitiae, devotire damus.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria virginae, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria virginae, gaudete.
Deus homo factus est natura mirante, mundus renovatus est per Christo regnante.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria virginae, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria virginae, gaudete.
Mese celis mater glase per transita, onde lux est ota, salus invenita.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria virginae, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria virginae, gaudete.
Vaga nostra cantia, celebiam in lustro, benedicat Domino, salus regi nostro.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria virginae, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria virginae, gaudete.
Masters in this hall, hear ye news today, but from all the sea and ever I you pray. Lower, 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 sing we clear, all fed are our vocaler, for on is God's son so dear. Lower, 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 sing we loud, but today that mortal praise and Alan cast us down the star. Snow, but I use thee while the wind did blow.
Lower, 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 is the Lord, pastors be ye glad. Christmas is coming, and no folk should be sad.
Sunshine to the sky. Solstice, please just serve a solstice. Deep the night and far the dawn, join our circle, call him on. One for summer streaming thrall, one for winter dance we are.
Hey ho, fires glow, west
hey,
and south and north and
snow, east and south and north and north.
Hey ho,
fires glow.
Soft now, maiden mother, our dances for your son, and for the turning season and life anew begun. In summer, well, you loved him, and served him death and fall. Your lover is the sun, now dance we all.
Solstice, please, it's sir, a solstice. Come the night, the day is nigh, join our circle, raise him high. One for summer's dreaming thrall, one for winter dance we all.
the holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe, and Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
There was Cousin O'Flaherty, Uncle O'Shaughnessy, Michael, me brother, and Auntie Miggy, and Father and Mother were all in a jither when Terence the baby crawled under the tree.
It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe, and Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
'Twas Paddy Delahanty who dressed up like Santa and gave out the presents like he always does, but Johnny McGee, when he sat on his knee, tried to pull off his whiskers to see who it was.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call,
and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you'll never know. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Thank you. scene from an old picture postcard of Victorian ladies with skates on their feet, of ponds frozen over and boughs hung with ice tips, and through frosty panes watch the snow and the sleet. And the smoke ventured out from the soot-blackened chimneys and shimmered beneath an icy cold moon. But inside an evergreen stands in the corner, and a bright blazing fire to keep out the gloom. There's holly and ivy and white mistleberry. The sun is in hiding, his face he can't show. So fill up your glasses so we can be merry, while rosy red cheeks by the firelight glow. Under the streetlights they'll gather together, their shivering voices will ring out the song to sing to you, regardless of weather, and brighten the darkness all the night long. And the mummers perform their plays from the ages. In comes King George, a man of courage bold, while out in the orchards we'll go a sailing and sup on spice cider to keep out the cold. There's holly and ivy and white mistleberry. The sun is in hiding, his face you can't show. So fill up your glasses so we can be merry, while rosy red cheeks by the firelight glow. Wearing his new winter vest, while under the woodpile old Jack Green is sleeping to awaken in spring from his long dreamy rest. So on this yuletide we'll gather together beneath the sign of the ancient god's horns, as the new year beckons through cold misty weather. We'll raise a toast as the sun is reborn.
There's holly and ivy and white mistleberry. The sun is in hiding, his face you can't show. So fill up your glasses so we can be merry, while rosy red cheeks by the firelight glow.
Victorian ladies with skates on their feet, of ponds frozen over and boughs hung with ice tips, and through frosty panes watch the snow and the sleet. And the smoke ventured out from the soot-blackened chimneys and shimmered beneath an icy cold moon. But inside an evergreen stands in the corner, and a bright blazing fire to keep out the gloom.
There's holly and ivy and white mistleberry. The sun is in hiding, face you can't show. So fill up your glasses so we can be merry, while rosy red cheeks by the firelight glow. There's holly and ivy and white mistleberry. The sun is in hiding, his face you can't show. So fill up your glasses so we can be merry, while rosy red cheeks by the firelight glow.
Thank you.
and I hope you enjoyed the music. I'm going to leave you with a very sweet poem called "'Twas the Night Before Yuletide." I saw it on a website called Magical Enchantments, and I just wanted to share it with all of you. "'Twas the night before Yuletide, and all through the glen, not a creature was stirring, not a fox, not a hen. A mantle of snow shone brightly that night, as it lay on the ground, reflecting moonlight. The fairies were nestled all snug in their trees, unmindful of flurries and a chilly north breeze. The elves and the gnomes were down in their burrows, sleeping like babes in their soft earthen furrows. While lo, the earth moved and a thunderous quake, causing chairs to fall over and dishes to break. The little folks scrambled to get on their feet, then raced to the river where they usually meet. What happened, they wondered, they questioned, they probed, as they shivered in nightclothes, some bare-armed, some robed. What caused the earth shudder? What caused her to shiver? They all spoke at once as they stood by the river. Then what to their wandering eyes should appear but a shining gold light in the shape of a sphere? It blinked and it twinkled, it winked like an eye. Then it flew straight up and was lost in the sky. Before they could murmur, before they could bustle, there emerged from the crowd with a swish and a rustle a stately old crone with her hand on a cane, resplendent in green, with a flowing white mane. As she passed by them, the old crone's perfume, smelling of meadows and flowers abloom, made each of the fae folk think something of spring, when the earth wakes from slumber and the birds start to sing. "My name is Gaia," the old crone proclaimed, in a voice that was both wild and tame. "I've come to remind you, for you seem to forget, that Yule is the time of rebirth, and yet I see no hearth fires, I hear no music, no bells. The air isn't filled with fragrant smells of baking and roasting and simmering stews, of cider that's mulled, or other hot brews. There aren't any children at play in the snow, or houses lit up by candles' glow. Have you forgotten, my children, the fun of celebrating the rebirth of the sun?" She looked at the fae folk, her eyes going round, as they shuffled their feet and they stared at the ground. Then she smiled the smile that brings light to the day. "Come, my children," she said, "let's play." They gathered the mistletoe, gathered the holly, threw off the drab and drew on the jolly. They lit a big bonfire and they danced and they sang. They brought out the bells and clapped while they rang. They strung lights on the trees and bows so merry in colors of cranberry, bayberry, cherry. They built giant snowmen and adorned them with hats, then surrounded them with snowbirds and snowcats and bats. Then just before dawn, at the end of their fest, before they went homeward to seek out their rest, the fae folk they gathered round their favorite oak tree and welcomed the sun neath the tree's finery. They were just reaching home when suddenly it came, the gold light returning like an arrow-shot flame. It lit on the treetop where they could see from afar the golden light sphere turned into a star. The old crone just smiled at the beautiful sight. "Happy Yuletide, my children," she whispered. "Good night." Thank you all for listening in. Merry Christmas, and as always, blessed be and merry meet again. Good night.
This has been another edition of Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks. Be sure to tune in next week at this same time for another great guest and more cauldron stirring. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without explicit permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2014. Moonlight Hall by Kevin MacLeod, licensed through Incompetech.com.